And welcome to another edition of A True Yankee Podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Brooke.
And we'd like to welcome you to, well, I guess a new season of Yankees baseball. Hopefully it goes better than last season.
Well, I think there's not really a way you can go any worse considering all the additions we had, but
yeah, no, I trust in Drew. They could all get hurt and we could lose.
Yeah, but that's not really any worse than last year.
No, it's still worse. Everyone just suddenly gets hurt on opening day in a colossal nine-man collision.
I'm saying that's kind of basically what happened last year.
Yeah, but they strung it out over a while. Okay. There were a couple times last season when we were kind of able to sort of believe that this team was able to be possibly competent. But, you know. So
we almost made the wild card.
Since our last time, though, I will point out that I said, I believe you guys both disagreed, that I said that it was more important for the Yankees to sign Masahiro Tanaka than Robinson Cano. And apparently they listened to me because Robinson Cano signed in with the Seattle Mariners.
We'll have to see if that's really true, if it's more important or the Yankees just agreed with you.
Well, so. Okay. Well, yeah, but
obviously it's your opinion.
Yeah.
What they were listening to.
But the... The end result, though, is that, you know, you kind of can't totally, you can't really blame the Yankees just because they signed Cano to that huge deal. But then again, they also had to sign Tanaka to a huge deal. Jacoby Ellsbury as well. After Cano left, they signed Carlos Beltran. Obviously, I think, no, they had not signed Brian McCann yet. But obviously, that's a pretty great signing right there, just because it addresses the Yankees' biggest need. And the best of all, the Yankees traded Chris Stewart away.
Who's hurt now?
Yeah, he is actually hurt now. Trying to think if they made any other big move. Well, they brought back Hiroki Kuroda. They signed Kelly Johnson and Matt Thornton and Brian Roberts. And for some reason, they gave a bunch of money to Brendan Ryan. Who's hurt? I mean, it wasn't a ton of money to Brendan Ryan. It was just more money than somebody who was traded in September.
Since we already brought up the catcher, we might want to mention that because of his really good spring training, it looks like Cervelli has won the backup catcher job.
Well, unless they make a trade, then yeah, he has won it. But yeah, he's been hitting really, really well.
Yeah, I think he has more home runs than anyone else.
Yes, he does. He has more home runs than anyone else. Brooke, what did you think of the offseason?
I think that they made some good moves as far as the rotation goes. Some marginally questionable moves as far as the outfield. Like, mm-hmm. I get the Ellsbury deal, but at the same time, I'm concerned with the amount of money they gave him versus how much he's been hurt.
Especially with them then extending Brett Gardner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of don't understand why. Yeah.
They're going to have Brett to Gardner trade was Ishiro because they have way too many outfielders.
Yeah,
but Ishiro has actually looked really good in spring training, ironically. Yes, he has. In the last two games, he's had like six hits.
Yeah, but the real thing there is that if you look at it, Gardner, Ishiro, and Ellsbury are at least. Ellsbury's weird because of, you know, he had.
He was hurt, by the way.
No, he's playing today. He is
all
right.
Yeah, but he's just coming back now.
Ellsbury is more just a weird one because Ellsbury was a certain kind of player. And then he had that 2011 season where he hit 30 home runs. He's hit 60 in his entire career. Well, he's been in the league since 2007.
He's probably going to have more in Yankee Stadium.
But I don't even know if that really matters.
There's no green monster.
It's more just, like, such a weird thing. Also, apparently, he is the only Navajo Indian to play in the majors. So, that's interesting. I did not know he was Navajo, Native American, but either way. But, you know, yeah, we were talking about this before, that it's just kind of a strange move, especially for Ellsbury, then they went and go and sign Brett Gardner, just like Brooke and Chris said, that it's like, okay, but these two players are fairly similar. They both, obviously, Gardner is not as good of a player as Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, but they're high 200s.
Well, no. Ellsbury does have a little bit higher batting average than Gardner does.
But Gardner has, like, 280 kind of player. Ellsbury's, like, a 290, 300 kind of player. Both don't have a lot of power, although, like I said...
And then this is it. Ellsbury just becomes the weird thing there, though, and that he does hit for power that one time. It's very...
There's, like, the potential for it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, that kind of seemed like an... strange move.
The amount of money they gave to him, I think I've said this before, I think I said it when they made the move on the blog, is that it only really makes sense if they think he can hit for that he's going to hit for that power again.
Yeah, they're probably thinking what I just said is that with the Yankee Stadium, it being a hitter's ballpark, that he's going
but
to
Fenway
at least get
is
like
a hitter's
20.
Ballpark.
Not, depends
it's not
on
a home run
of...
ballpark, but it's a hitter's ballpark because all you have to do is hit the ball 20 feet past third base and it's a double off the wall.
Yeah, but it's all dependent on what kind of a hitter you are.
Yeah, but we're not going to really debate. We're just going to have to see. The end result is we can't determine anything from this. We're just going to have to see what happens. I mean, that's one of the things is that the Yankees did address a big issue for them, which is that their rotation. The rotation now, especially with Michael Pineda making the team.
Yeah, first time he's going to be pitching in the MLB in 2 years.
Yeah, it's more importantly, first time he's going to be pitching for us ever. But it's going to be the rotation is Sabathia, Kuroda, Nova, Tanaka, and Pineda. You've got three players right there, all at the possibility of being really high strikeout guys, all of whom are very young. Like Nova is the oldest, and he's 27. Then, of course, though, you've got CeCe, who was under contract for several more years.
You're not other than Kuroda.
Yeah. I was going to say, and Kuroda is a bit older, but you've got three guys who are very young, very fast-throwing, very good, high mile power fastballs, which is what everyone likes.
Velocity,
thank you.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Well, CC lost a lot of his velocities. He's throwing 88 miles an hour, but he has a lot more control. So,
yeah.
As long as he can adjust, I think.
Yeah, but the whole important for me is you've got three of potential now for a very young, high strikeout, kind of good power rotation.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why Tanaka and Kuroda are kind of split up, because I think a lot of people were thinking Tanaka could be the three starter instead of the four starter, that...
Well, it's just that Kuroda and Tanaka are very similar pitchers. Yeah. And it's not because they're both Japanese. It's just literally they throw very similar pitches. No, that was something that someone had mentioned. It's like, is it just because they're Japanese? And it's like, no, they really are. They throw very similar pitches.
Do we want to just mention the new drug deal real quick before we go on to predictions?
Well, we'll have to wait till we get out back, Chris. It's going to have to be later behind the shed. Oh, you meant the MLB drug deal. Okay,
yes. Of course.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't mention that on there.
The
new drug deal that has been negotiated between the players' union and the MLB is that a first offense for PEDs is an 80-game ban. A second offense is 162, which is a whole season. And then the third is a lifetime ban.
Well, the lifetime ban was always, but I said the MLB should have extended this. Not just lifetime ban, it's after your lifetime, too. Your ghost isn't allowed to play any organized baseball. None whatsoever. And in fact, you can't be buried Yes. Anyone who gets banned has to be buried at sea, so they can't be anywhere near any baseball going on whatsoever. That's got to be the rule here. Okay, I will tell you, because remember, Angels in the outfield, there were some very good Angels at playing baseball, okay?
Whoa.
All right, what was it, though? The other one that's kind of weird, I don't really get why they do this, but you can't play in the postseason of the year that you get banned. That's kind of strange, just because you'd think that would count as part of the ban.
I guess it's not the games. Kind of like what happened with Peralta's, technically he could come in.
But that's what I mean. It's like, oh, well, what's the point? If he's got to serve the 80-game ban, I guess it's maybe to incentivize that teams don't want to sign this player. I don't really know, though.
Even if you get banned in April for 80 games and you come back halfway through the season, you can't play in the
playoffs. I think the real thing here is that a lot of the players' union, they're very upset about this because they don't like the players take steroids because they feel like it's cheating out other players.
Yeah.
I had just actually recently read R.A. Dickey's book, and he had mentioned in there that he had seen a needle in the bathroom, and he theorized that it was from steroids, and he was very upset about this. He's like, I've been busting my butt in the minors trying to get up here, and someone's taking steroids, basically taking my job. You know, it does affect a lot of these fringier guys a lot more. Yeah. And this is very important. You know, you make a lot more money in the majors than you do in... you make a lot more money in the majors than you obviously do in the minors.
Yeah.
I mean, he also had this real rash of injuries, though, this offseason. Obviously not for the Yankees yet, other than Brendan Ryan. But, you know, he's a backup, so not a huge deal. But who is it? Patrick Corbin for the Diamondbacks. Yep.
Iwakuma.
Yeah, Iwakuma. Well, Corbin, though, had Tommy John surgery. And then Chris Medlin and Brandon Bochy from the Braves both have to have Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. Yep. Surgery. So that's why Irvin Santana signed with them.
And Will Sanchez.
He's not getting Tommy John, though. He's just
hurt. Yeah, he's hurt. I didn't know we were specifying it just to Tommy John surgery.
Well, you should know that, Chris. yeah. Well. Oh, yeah, and the Dodgers are officially have a higher payroll than the Yankees, and it's not even close. It's by almost $30 million. Yep, I personally, though, find this unacceptable. The Yankees need to go out there and sign everyone that they possibly can to rectify the situation.
Stephen Drew a $30 million.
If they're infielders, then, then I'm all for it.
Make some infielders out of clay and have them play, okay?
Honestly,
they may have better range. They
probably have better range than what we currently have.
Yeah. Which is obviously not very good either, because we've got a couple ground ball type pitchers. But you can always go with, that's one of the reasons why strikeouts are going to probably be something that the Yankees have to put a bit more of a premium on, just because with a terrible infield like they have, they need more strikeouts.
Yeah.
We do have a very good outfield, very good outfield defense, however, you're playing in a small park, so, yeah. Anyways, though, the other big one, obviously, the Yankees also do not have the largest well, it's a bit debatable because A-Rod's contract was just straight up, like, 10 years, about $300 million, whereas in Miguel Cabrera's has the possibility of being more, because if he has vesting options on it and stuff, it gets a bit weird, but he might have the biggest contract, and everyone's saying how it's stupid and terrible, and it's also stupid and terrible because he's 2 years away from free agency. But let's get back to the Yankees. So, actually, I guess I should say the other one is that Mike Trout also signed a 6-year deal. So, coolio for him. I always like seeing guys make money. For the Yankees, though, now, we have a very simple one. Obviously, we've talked about this, that the Yankees held the holes they had in the starting rotation. They obviously improved their outfield a lot.
Oh, yeah. They probably have one of the best outfields.
They do. I would say arguably they have the best outfield, but it's definitely the rotation.
Pirates is pretty good, so.
Yes, the rotation and the outfield are some of the best in Major League Baseball, at least when they're healthy.
But then the infield's one of the worst.
Yeah. The infield is, I think, what was it we said? They fixed two of their biggest holes, but the third one, not only did they fail to fill it, they kind of hit it with a stick and then, you know, peed and spit on it a little bit, too, because they lost Cano and replaced him with
Brian Roberts,
a guy who has not played a full season in several years and is old. So old. And then they got Kelly Johnson, who has never played to play third, who has never played a full season at third. I think he only has 17 career games at third, 15 of which came last season. So,
well, I mean, as you can see, that was obviously a well-thought-out decision.
It was a very well-thought-out decision. I mean, they did lose
A-Rod. Yeah, I mean, if you fail to see the brilliance.
Yeah. They obviously lost A-Rod for the year, but they might like that more. But honestly, like, I feel kind of bad for it. It's just A-Rod is a better third. It would improve this infield a lot.
Anyone would improve this infield a lot. Yeah,
and it's not even like the Yankees have any upcoming young talent. They had David Adams, who I thought had potential, but that's just me as
a... I thought he did, too.
But honestly, they let him go, and now he's... Obviously, no other team really thinks it, because he got cut by the Indians, and now he's the backup in Baltimore, because Manny Machado's not going to start the year on time. So, obviously, other people in baseball do not think he has any kind of real potential in the major leagues. But yeah, I mean, you definitely have one of the best catchers. But after that, it's even questionable for me of even really counting that as part of your infield because it's such a different position.
Yeah, it's a concern. I feel like we're pretty solid everywhere else, except that's a really big
problem. Yeah, and the worst part is you have the ability to fix it with Stephen Drew. I understand, but you would have had to have signed him before this just because you could have had him play third. Mm-hmm. Then you have Kelly Johnson at second, and that's not terrible. It really isn't. It's not the best, but Stephen Drew adding to that is so much better. And even with that, because you know he's going to have to play short some days because Jeter is obviously hurt. And I mean, when Brendan Ryan comes back, that definitely improves the defense. But you're going to need someone to take over, and it's not Brendan Ryan. He's old. He's so old. past that, though, I mean, I think the bullpen is actually going to be okay. I know we all would have liked to have seen them add a more experienced setup. Man, obviously, mm-hmm. I don't think any of us have any problem with David Robertson taking over. I think he's probably...
Having someone with a little bit under their belt would have been nice, but yeah. I feel like we can make do with what we have.
Yeah, I actually really like it just because you've got Betances and Nuno who are going to make the team, mm-hmm. or have made the team, and these are guys who have not had much experience in the majors, and they're getting, you know, to start the year with them.
And Robertson, you know, has kind of the okay from Mariano Rivera. He thinks... Mariano Rivera was very confident that Robertson can do the closer position very well.
Yeah.
He's kind of been the setup man for Mo for so long, so he's had good.
How long has it been? Company. Well, that's because he wasn't the setup man in 2011 because. Yeah, because remember we had Kerry Wood in 2010. Mm-hmm. So he's been the setup man for 2 years now.
Yeah.
But he's always been one of the better relievers in the bullpen. But, you know, Betances can throw really well. The problem is, can he really pitch that well? He does throw a lot of gas when he throws. He's also a very large man. Oh, that was actually one of the funnier parts.
6'8".
Pineda.
Holy wow.
Is, I think, he is 6'7", and I think he is the fourth tallest person in the bullpen. Or in the pitching staff.
Betances is 6'8".
How tall is he? Nova's... taller, I think, than Pineda. They're around the same. They might be around the same height, though. But he's not the tallest person because Betances is a very large man, and obviously Sabathia is a very large man as well. And then you've got Tanaka and Kuroda, who I think are both 6 feet tall or a little bit under. But yeah, height isn't everything, right, Brooke?
Shut up.
But yeah, I mean, I think that this is a team, though, that. We said it before. I think that this is a really good outfield, really good pitching staff, but it's not an infield that I would really trust. It's not a playoff infield.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even really a .500 infield because you've got Teixeira, who I think will probably be okay, but he's coming off a wrist injury. Those take a while to come back from.
If you really
and he already starts really slow. At all. Yeah, he starts slow anyways. So April is going to be tough. But this really does seem to me like a team that's going to have to go out there and they're going to have to acquire an infielder.
There's going to have to be a piece added that's at least, I guess, somewhat competent.
I mean, I suppose they could try and wait and sign Stephen Drew after the draft because then they don't have to give up a draft pick. But it's like you're giving up a second-round draft pick or a third. You might even be giving up a third. No, it's a second-round draft pick at this point. And it's like you'd have an infielder that would make you'd be able to pass
along. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it, but the Yankees don't believe it is. And at this point, it's kind of too late because they'd have to go have him go in and be a different position for the whole spring because he's never played anything, I think, other than shortstop. But whatever. There's nothing that we can really do about it now. Do we have any other... So how do you think this team is, though? I mean, obviously we said that we don't like the infield at all. Do you think this team, as presently constructed, is a team that can be one of, like, the top two teams in the division?
Yes.
Who is this?
It really, for me, depends on how the defense for the infield is. I have complete confidence in the pitching rotation. I have confidence in the outfield. I'm just concerned because, mm-hmm. you know, we... we do have some strikeout men, so hopefully, if that works, absolutely.
Yeah.
However, if we end up with more, like, ground ball situations, I don't know how that's going to turn out for us. But there's also the possibility that once they really get out there, they'll really, you know, become more cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, if that happens, or we add a piece that would,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of bolster that, then I would absolutely say that they're far more competitive than people are giving them credit for.
I do think that this is a team that's going to have to add an infielder. Probably have to try and add someone who can play short or third base. And that's really more for, like, the long-term part of it, too. A lot of people have talked about how the Yankees really should try and trade one of their catching prospects, because they do have three, or I guess if you include Cervelli, they have four catching prospects who they can trade, and they should trade one for an infielder. And that is really the case. It's just that at a certain point, it's going to need some other team is going, and I know the Yankees want to do that because they've been playing all of their catchers all the time in spring training, but someone's going to have to come to them with a deal that they like.
Yeah.
But I think they might end up having to give up more than they really want to. One name to watch, possibly, is the Yankees maybe going after Chase Headley from the San Diego Padres. The problem is that I don't really know. That would really require the Padres to be completely out of it. And the Yankees don't really match up really well with what the Padres want, which is a lot of, like, major league ready talent, which obviously if the Yankees had that, they would probably be in the majors.
Using it.
I mean, you know, we have some people ready, like Zoilo Almonte, but Zoilo Almonte isn't really a big prospect. He's pretty much a fourth outfielder,
mm-hmm.
at least as of right now. But I think that's a pretty reasonable thing for that. Okay, so the thing that we wanted to do at the end was rather than do kind of an arbitrary thing of who's going to lead the team in batting average, who's going to have the most stolen bases, who's going to blah, 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 blah. It's just because we have no idea. I mean, we kind of assume, but we don't really know. We decided to go with completely random ones that have just about as much likelihood of being right as if we predicted the other ones, but they're random and funny, and we'll check back in them every podcast to see how we're doing. So, the first one we're going to do is most seventh-inning doubles. Chris, who do you have for most seventh-inning doubles?
You know, I'm going to have to go with Brett Gardner.
Yeah? Brooke?
Chris took mine.
No, you're going to go with Brooke. That is a good pick.
Give me 5 seconds All right, to come up with something else ridiculous.
I'm going
to
go with Alfonso Soriano. That was yours. Mm. Other one, wasn't it?
Ooh, that guy. Brendan Ryan.
Brendan Ryan? Okay.
I say Brendan Ryan.
All right. And the next one we're going with. We should remember this one. The Yankees do have it set for their bench that it looks like it's going to be Dean Anna, Francisco Cervelli, Ishrop, or still waiting to hear who that last one's going to be. It's either going to be Eduardo Nunez or this guy who's his last name is Solarte, and he's been playing a lot of years in the majors, but he has been hitting much better, and so he's had a really, really great spring. So, other than Eduardo Nunez, who is going to have the most errors on the team? Brooke?
Brendan Ryan,
okay. Brendan Ryan is going, this I think might be the most that we're going to go here. So, Chris, who do you think? Oh, come on, you got to come up with you got to say one.
Okay.
Beltran?
Beltran, yeah.
Yeah, I think, unless you're going with that we're going to trade for
anything. No, I'm not trading for although, it would be nice.
Yeah, it would definitely be nice.
For a third baseman.
Let's see here, most errors. I am going to go with Kelly Johnson. It's a very likely one. All right, now, most hit batters. And this is what I mean is for pitchers.
So which of the five pitchers is going to have the most? If you really want to do a reliever, I guess you could do that.
Yeah, which pitcher is going to hit the most batters? Oh, Chris?
Oh, I'm going first? Okay. Kuroda.
All right, Hirooki Kuroda. I'm gonna say Dellin Betances is gonna hit the most batters. All right,
Pineda.
All right, Michael Pineda. Now, as another one,
he's never actually pitched fast before.
Yeah,
we really.
I just wanted to go with this one. All right, so on top of that one, which batter is going to be hit the most times by a pitch? I'm gonna go out and say Francisco Cervelli. Okay, I know he's
got a pretty good track record of that.
Yeah, that's when he's batting, right? I'm going McCann.
Okay, Brian McCann is going to be hit the most times. You might also get Brian McCann as most times to start yelling at a guy who hits a home run and dances a little bit.
Yeah,
as he does it.
Probably.
But that's kind of a one-man competition between him and
Cervelli.
No, it's between Brian McCann and himself.
We'll
so who will be hit? You're going to go with Brendan Ryan again, aren't you? No, who's going to be?
I was actually trying to work away that it would be Alex Rodriguez.
Okay, but who is going to be hit the most times with a pitch?
Oh, Kelly Johnson.
Okay, Kelly Johnson.
I feel like he'd be a target.
All right, he's got a stupid face.
Yeah.
All right. That really does it for us. I will have to say I'm always happy for – I kind of am pulling for Solarte. I always like seeing guys make their major league debuts. And as of right now, whenever Dean Anna does get into a game, that will be his major league debut. And same thing for Solarte. If he makes the team – he will make his major league debut. Yes, I'm doing a finger wag as I'm doing it. Okay, that's all right. Solarte would also be making his major league debut, so I'm only pulling for him over Nunez. But yeah, that's really about it. So hopefully we talk to you in I guess it would be in early May, really, or late April. And there's been a great season of Yankees, or a great month of Yankees baseball, or a horrible, horrible one, and we can be all depressed. Hopefully it's good, though. All right.
Yay.
Goodbye.
Bye.